You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Just a short recap of what happened. I love the last series, Rise and Fall. Even though I'm not here, I wasn't able to attend services there. Medyo alanganin ho. Minsan nasa barko kami, minsan. So it's hard, but I praise God for technology. Okay, I got to use the technology. And I want to thank the admin of Victory Green Hills for keeping it up to date. Okay? The day after, nakakapakinig na ako. So medyo delayed lang ako ng isa o dalawang araw. And I'll be able to listen to our podcast. If you are not subscribed, you haven't subscribed to our podcast yet, make sure to just go to any of your smartphone or your tablet or any devices. We talked about this series, Rise and Fall, talked about leadership. Kaya yung iba akala kagad ito, ano to eh, election, ano to, message. Tama kayo, hindi siya election message. It's about leadership and who, and our people have the picture of a leader worth following. Not only that, the result that we were actually praying for is for us to be to aspire leader worth following. Kasi lahat po tayo leaders. Di ba? Lahat tayo leaders. Whether you're young, you're old, you're male, you're female, you're stay-home mom, you're have a career, you're a professional, you are a leader. We are all leaders. Can everybody say that? We are all leaders.
We are all leaders.
Yung iba inaantok, yung iba walang conviction. One more time.
We are all leaders.
Diba? Ang galing kong leader, no? Napasunod ko kayo. We are all leaders. All of us are called to lead. And my prayer is that we would have that sense that as leaders right now, God set us apart because of the salvation that we have. He gives us wisdom. He gives us grace. Now, we are set apart. You've been set apart to lead. I want to praise God for a generally peaceful and orderly election that we were able to elect our leaders. Diba? Alam ko, hindi lahat ng binoto natin nanalo or yung iba, diba? Ang dami nating choices, but not all were actually met. But in every election, when every time that we elect a leader, what happens is that we sometimes look as if we're lost. Di ba? Lalo na pag hindi na-elect yung leader. Sa lahat ng election, ano yung naririnig nyo? Ano yung malakas na naririnig? Okay? Can I borrow a microphone? Okay? Nakita ko to yung kay Chinky. Effective to, no? Nagigising yung mga tao eh. Okay, go ahead.
What do you want?
Any.
Any. Sige. Sir. Ayan, para mabuhayan tayo ng konti. Ano yung naririnig mo parate pag election?
Dayaan.
Dayaan. Nandaya ka ba, sir? Hindi naman. Dayaan. Dito naman kay ma'am.
Ganun.
Nandadaya rin? Alright, kawawa naman.
Iba naman.
Iba naman, wala nang pandadaya. Dito, sir.
Yung mga maiingay na.
Mga maiingay. Isa ka ba doon, sir, sa maiingay? Hindi.
Oh, Alan, dito naman ako.
Change is coming.
Change is coming.
Yun!
Check ko nga, nasilip pa dyan. Baka kasi na... Andito ko ba nung 1 o'clock? Okay, tapos na yung service, nasira na yung spill ko. Balik na lang ko kayo next week. Change. Tama ba? Tama ba? Palagi, una-unang lumalabas sa bibig natin is change. Whether you're a candidate, whether you're a supporter, whether you are a voter, sometimes yung mga bata, hindi pa naman botante, di ba? Pero yun rin yung palagi sinasabi nila, change. Pagbabago, change is coming, we need this change. But what is our part in it? What is our part in it? Sometimes as Christians, we try to stay away from it. Tama ba? Why? Because it's dirty. It's not for us. No. We have to be involved. Kulang yung pray lang tayo. Sorry, ano to? Alam ko theologically mali. Yung kulang ang pray lang tayo. But in faith, there is also obedience. Faith, you have to take action eh. My prayer is that most of you voted here. Most of you voted for the person that God has put in your heart to vote for. This is a picture of me and my wife after we voted. We made sure that we wake up early that day. Actually, wala pa kaming tulog that day. This is May 9. Tama no, May 9 yung election. We flew in May 8. We flew in May 8, 3:30 in the morning. Then went straight to service. Kasi sabi ng mga friends namin na madalas sa mga biyahe, huwag kang matutulog, okay? Para maayos na yung body clock mo. Para wala kang jet lag. So pagdating sa church, talagang in the spirit kami. Talagang umuuga kami doon, no? Next day election. You know what? There was a chance for us to actually extend a few more days in LA. And I had a very good reason. We flew out May 6. May 6 there, May 8 was actually the day that they will launch the church in South Pasadena, in LA. And that was close, very close to my heart. Doon ako lumaki. I was stayed there for almost 4 years when I was studying in the US. But then my wife reminded me, si Tart, hindi pwede. Bakit? Election. Yes. It's our duty. I couldn't bear being not here to exercise my right. You know how involved I am? You've heard it time and time and again that I love politics. But not only politics, but I really get involved. Ever since I started voting, I'm involved. Either nangangampanya ako or lately, the past 4 elections, I'm a poll watcher. Whether for a certain political party, the last 2 elections for NAMFREL. Okay, for NAMFREL. I get involved. Why? Because I know that this is my civic duty. And not only that, I am a Christian. Now I'm more accountable. I'm more responsible to the faith of this nation. Because I want change. If you want change, you have to be involved. I want to honor this family. This family, the Poneils. Okay, this is Pastor Joash on your left, and that's his dad, Pastor Nanding, on the right. Actually, si Harvest, pregnant yan. She's around 3, 4, 5 months pregnant. But all of them went out to be NAMFREL volunteers, to be poll watchers. We have a part in this. All of us have to be involved. Not because you're a Christian, you have to shy away. Tapos pag sa Facebook, ikaw yung una nagpo-post, una nagla-like. Hindi po involvement yung Facebook. Linawin natin na para sa akin, Larry Uy, Lawrence Larry Uy, para sa akin, sinasabi ko, hindi sapat na involvement ng Facebook. It doesn't mean that you're in social media, you're posting, you're involved. You have to really go out there and be involved. These are the people I want to honor. This group of people who are discipled Christians. Followers of Christ, good moral culture, that they even went out of their way and even sacrificed their, even sometimes, their very life to be part of this, not just electoral process, but as civic leaders of our land. They are our civic leaders. My prayer is that you would pray for them. I have the honor, sorry Vico, I know you don't like this. I have the honor to introduce to you District 1 of Pasig, very own counselor Vico Soto there in the back. Vico, can you just stand up, acknowledge them? Thank you, Vico. Some of them are close friends that we support. You have to be praying for them. Why? Because they are now in a position that temptation is too much. Right? That corruption is a lot. If you want change, let's pray for these people to change the way inside. How things, yung mga kinakaugalian ng ating pamahalaan. If we pray for them. Do you feel like change is coming? Change is really coming. What is the most important part of an election? Okay? For you, what is the most important part of an election? There, Victor, tayo ka naman. Para may audience participation tayo. Yung change pa rin. Parang barya-barya na lang yan. Ha? Last night, I was typing this, I asked myself, what is the most important part of an election? Then I came up with this, that the most important part of an election is what happens after. What happens after? Not just after na poll watch, na nagbantay ka poll watching, tapos, no, for me, the most important part of an election is what happens after. And what happens after involves you and me. It's all of us. Have you heard of this before na yung election nito is magiging make or break? Parang dito nakaukit ang destiny ng ating bansa. Kung ito ang magiging peaceful, honest, at syempre maboboto si peep, peep, peep. But then again, presidents and governments come and go. But God, the church, His people remains. Where were the dictators before? Not just in our nation, in other countries. It changed. Government changed. This government, after 6 years, would change. But the church remains. The hope for our generation, the hope for this nation, His church remains. That's who He is. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we say hallelujah and we sing praises to. This word change is very elusive in a way and very apolitical. When you say change, and meaning is, the meaning in itself has many definitions depending on your perspective, depending on who you are and your situation. And change for a lot of people, change is inevitable. There's always going to be change. But then, karugtong ng change most of the time is what? Is uncertainty. Tama ba? May uncertainty. Lalo na, doon sa sabihin nyo, hindi ko binoto yan, hindi ko talaga alam yan pa. But then, holding on to God's word, knowing that He's faithful, knowing that He's a big God, one thing certain, one thing remains, that is, He will always be there. I remember this, we're going to look through the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. And this is a time of transition. This is a time that people were also very uncertain, especially Isaiah. Can you imagine a man of God, a prophet, as Isaiah, having worries, having anxiety attacks because of uncertainty? Let's read Isaiah 6 verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. King Uzziah is the 10th king of Judah. And in his reign, he reigned for 52 years. In his reign of 52 years, it was a prosperous and peaceful reign. Maybe that's why Isaiah was so anxious. Maybe that's why there's worry in him, because it was a good king. It was a time that there were, di ba, pag ang isang administrasyon, peaceful, ang isang administrasyon, walang corruption, it's prosperous. Right? My prayer is that you would also pray for your leaders. Why? Because if God anoints, if God provides for our leaders righteously and rightfully, we also would prosper. Makakatikim rin tayo. So he was worried here. Successful for 52 years. But then latter part of his life, he was stricken by leprosy when he wanted to take the place of the high priest and offer incense. Then led to his death. In the Bible, when you read the Bible, most of the time, when there was a good king, when there's a good king who reigned, after will be strings of evil or non-godly kings. Tama ba? Then again, after a while, magkakaroon ng good na king, godly king. Maybe that's why Isaiah was actually anxious. Are you in that same boat? Are you in that same boat? You're not saying King Uzziah is dead, but you're saying patay na yung bansa natin, kanino ito pang pupunta? Are you saying that, yeah, we had prosperity, we had peace, di ba? Walang, ano nga usually, coup. Di ba, walang coup, walang, papano na ngayon? May instability. May I remind you, brothers and sisters, fellow countrymen, people of God, Filipinos, that yes, the king is dead, yes, there might be uncertainty, or hindi mo kilala kasi yung presidente, kaya sinasabi mo may uncertainty. Pero yung iba nakakilala naman sa kanya. But then again, it is not an empty throne. It is not. It is not an empty throne. The verse said that the Lord sitting up on a throne. Isaiah saw the Lord sitting up on a throne. He is there. There's no vacuum. My prayer, not just to alleviate our uncertainty or anxiety, but then again, we have to have a shift in focus. Baka nakafocus tayo, I love Pastor Allen's prayer kanina, baka nakafocus tayo on one person na magdadala sa atin sa kaginhawaan, na magbabago ng lahat ng kalakaran dito sa Pilipinas. Iboto. No one person can do that. You can quote me on this, that I'll tell them that you are a liar if you can say personally on my own, I can do it alone. You cannot. You cannot. It's a propaganda. It's just to get you voted. But I can claim this as the written word of God who remains yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That God sits on that throne. That Jesus is on that throne. His majesty is there. What's the throne? He sits on a throne. All is at peace and He is in control. We don't see it yet, but He is in control. He's the master strategist. Di ba kung chess yan, alam niya na yung move. Alam niya na yung move. Hindi ka pa nakakaupo. Nag-aaral ka pala ng chess, alam niya na yung move. The throne is His right to rule the world. We do not give God authority over lives. He has it whether we like it or not. Remember, He installs king and deposes king. He has the authority over our lives. Now, church, what we need is a change of perspective. We need to change what we want to see. Change in perspective. What do you see with the new leaders we just elected? Do you see an empty throne? My prayer is that you see that God is doing something. That is faith. That is faith. Faith is being certain that God is moving and He is there. Looking at all the heads of state right now in the whole world, okay? There is no single head of state in the world who will be there in 50 years. The whole world, lahat ng sitting king, president, prime minister, in 50 years, all of them will be. The turnover in world leadership is 100%. If you rely on one person, if you rely on one government, what is certain? Magbabago yan, 100% yun. In a brief 110 years, this planet will be populated by 10 billion brand new people, and all 4 billion of us alive today will have vanished like King Uzziah. You cannot hold your position. You cannot hold your life. Why? But because He is in control. I love it how it's explicitly said in Psalm 90 verse 2. No explanation needed. Before the mountains were born or you brought forth to the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. He is God. And we're not. Yung iba gusto maghari-harian, but they cannot. What do you see now? What is your perspective? What is the cause of your uncertainty and anxiety? Sometimes even confidence. Lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. In Isaiah verse 46, 9 to 10 says here, I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand, that I will accomplish all my purpose. It will be a different pastor preaching here in the next generation. But guess what? One thing remains. He is God. He is in control. That's God's throne. It's higher than every other throne. Even yung pinaka mayaman na kaharian dito sa balat ng lupa. Or even in the universe. Bigger than anything. Explain ko lang yung train of His robe that filled the temple. Looking at it, listening to a podcast about that temple is so massive that it's so hard to comprehend what kind of temple it is. And when we talk about robe, nakapansin nyo na ba, yung mga kari, they always wear a robe. And always, they have a long train. Di ba? Yung cape nila, yung robe nila, may mahabang-mahabang train. I don't know what's with the train, but that train signifies power, authority, splendor, and majesty. That robe, syempre, mas mahaba, mas mabigat. It's heavily beaded, may fur, may the best of the best na mga tela, they would use it to connote, to be a sign, a symbol of power and authority. In this verse, Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1, it says here that his robe, the train of his robe filled the temple. If you're going to think of a temple, this is so small compared to a temple. Okay, when you relate to what Isaiah was saying, if maybe here in the Philippines, that temple will be as big as Philippine Arena. Ganun ho kalaki. Ganun kalaki na yung train ng robe ni God, sobrang winding. Okay, can you imagine that? Try to picture this with me. This is in China, okay? Chiang Mai, hindi ko siya kamag-anak. Chiang Mai got married and she wants to have the longest wedding train in the world. Okay? Right now, merong ibang holder nung Guinness Book of World Record. Now, she wants to topple that. She wants to beat that. Okay? With this train of a wedding gown. Okay? This, her wedding gown, the train is 2.5 miles long. Okay? Pag 2.5 miles long, that's almost 5 kilometers. 5 kilometers is already the circumference and radius of San Juan. 5 kilometers na. 5.7 yata. Our last meeting, right? 5.7. So, ganun ho kahaba itong train ng robe na to. That she needed 40 helpers to carry the train. Na-imagine yung entourage nito. Haba, di ba? Entourage pa lang, no? May 40 na. Wala pa yung flower girl and ano dun. And it's a cost of $6,500 US. For majesty, for beauty. This is nothing compared to the train of the road of God in His temple. Nothing compare. Yung example natin doon, parang kalokohan lang. Nothing can even come close to His authority, His majesty, the authority and the power that He has in that throne. We need to have a change of perspective. Focus on God, the King of all kings and the Lord of lords, who install and who deposes leaders. Let's move on. Verse 2. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. Okay, there's this very long discussion. If a seraphim is an angel or what kind of creature he is. All we know that it's a fiery creature. Okay, this creature is made out of fire. Some say they look like angels. We don't know. But it's strange with 6 wings. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of Him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. Their voice, the very voices, shook the very foundation. Nagkaroon ng parang earthquake of that temple. Verse 5. Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. There's a sudden change of heart for Isaiah. At first, anxiety, uncertainty, worry, maybe even doubt, disbelief. But now, there's a sudden change of heart. Now he's seeing what it's all about. He's seeing God's authority and majesty. Understanding now, he understands who is in control. For change to come, we don't just need a change of perspective, we need a change of heart. Before you criticize somebody, before you text somebody, before you Viber, ngayon pati election may Viber na, di ba? Before it be sent, look at the mirror. Look at the mirror. Are you not saying that that's who you are? I'm not saying that's who you are. But be the judge of yourself. Are you being true to yourself? The Bible said, remove that plank. Because it might be hindering what you're looking at. Let me fix this. I love this nation. I'm not 100% Filipino. My lolo is from China. 100% Chinese siya. So I'm half-half. But then again, it disheartens me that in every election, diba totoo naman, in every election, there's always disunity. In every election, people try to polarize each other that kulang na lang civil war. Anyway, ganda na civil war, no? It's as if that, you know, one, you know what also disheartens me is that even sometimes the church gets pulled from both sides, from different sides. Tama ba yun? But then again, now, we're given a chance. If you want genuine change, you have to stand up. Stand up, maski minsan may maheckle ka, may magagalit sa'yo. You have to stand up. Why? Your faith will be tested. And then if you know that God would sustain you, that you've called for this, you would know. One thing that I'm part of now, very recently, a friend of ours, Angeli Pangilinan, I hope you know her, she's the wife of Gary V, sent me a message to be part of this movement. This is a movement that she's heading right now. Be a positive person, stop hatred, be positive. Because of social media, because of everything that can be thrown without credibility, yung iba nga nagpapanggap na journalist. Sino yung source mo? Di ba? Kaya nga minsan kami, maingat rin kami. We have to be so careful. You know why? Because the social media is a platform. The social media reflects who we are. And I was cautioned not to use it. Why? Because I just found out I'm a public figure because of where God called me. And I had to be careful. But then again, for common people, is it okay to use? No. For me, our social media platform reflects how we are as a nation. It reflects who we are as a nation. But the more weight on that, definitely it reflects who you are as a person. Tama ba? Sometimes it's easy. It's easy to just post it there and then bahala na. Bashers, hindi mo naman binabasa kasi tagal. But then again, what is happening to our nation? Do you want to allow your children to inherit a land like this, divided, disunity, animosity between each other? Let's look at how Isaiah responded in verse 6. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Because he pleaded for a change of heart. God made a way for him, atonement. This is a very beautiful picture of gospel. That we don't deserve it. He didn't even ask for it. But then it was there. It is by grace that it was given. My prayer is that we won't just know that we're saved. But we would know how to use our salvation. How to ask repentance. Ask for unity. For us to be reconciled again as a nation. Luke 6 verse 45, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." It reflects who we are when you say things. Nasa social media lang yan, okay lang. No, it's not. Well, ganun naman sila, pare-pareho naman sila. No, you're cursing already your God-appointed leaders. Remember, it is God who appoints them. In Romans 13 verse 1, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God." So when you curse them, you are as if cursing God. Why? God appointed them. Pastor, nandaya sila, hindi mo alam yon. May proof ako, may plano si Lord. You are not on that throne, God is. Hindi mo nga nakita yung throne eh. Nakatingin ka doon sa tao eh. Or doon sa bayaran. Hard fact. God appoints our leaders. Disobedience to our leaders is disobedience to God. Plain and simple. I'm confessing here, okay? Okay? People of 3 p.m. service of Victory Green Hills, your pastor just confessed to you. But that's true. Hard fact. If you disobey the appointed leaders, you disobey God. Titus 3 verse 1 to 2. Remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. When you look at your constitution, which is a lot of it based on the Constitution of the United States of America, most of those content are from the Bible. I don't have the facts right now. I don't want to go through it and belabor everybody here. But most of it are principles from the Bible. Written Word of God. Why? Because ever since the time immemorial, God is in control. God is in control. Ito kaninang 1 p.m. Dito talaga nakita ko, daming yumuko, bro. Alan. Binivideo ko ito ngayon. Check ko ngayon. Romans 13 verse 6-7. This is why you pay taxes. Ouch. For the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Comment, hashtag. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Appeal. Pastor, appeal ako. Yung ano kasi, yung ano, you appeal to God. I can intercede for you. But you appeal to God. Because this is God's word. Written truth of the word. Change is coming. How will change come? Change our perspective. Change of heart. I'm going to show you a video of our senior pastor in Victory Fort, Pastor Paulo Punsalan. He posted this video about practical tips, practical ways, and actually what we are called for and how we're called for to obey as Filipino citizens.
Hello, everyone. Now that the elections are over, allow me to give you a few thoughts from Scripture, what we can do as Christ followers. I pray that this would be helpful as we continue to believe God for His purposes to prevail in our nation, the Philippines. And allow me to give you five things that we can do according to Scripture. Number one, pray for our nation, the Philippines. In the book of Nehemiah, the nation of Israel started to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And they started with a prayer. And when we pray, God works. And how many of you know we need God's help as a people? Number two, we want to pray for healing and restoration. We're grateful and we thank God for the freedom that we have to choose for our leaders. But you know, we're called, the Bible says in Psalm 133, we're called to unity. How good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. In fact, even in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, the Bible says to make every effort to keep the unity, meaning to give it our best, to make sure that we dwell together, we keep the unity. Number three is to pray for the transition in leadership, both in the national and the local levels. You know, in Isaiah chapter 6, they were also in transition in terms of leadership. It was the year that King Uzziah died, and it was a time of peace and a time of prosperity. But at that time, they were becoming uncertain because King Uzziah, as I said, just died. But Isaiah had a vision, and the Bible says Isaiah saw the Lord seated on the throne. I love what Pastor Steve Merle said. He said, in any transition of leadership, it is important that we see that God is still on the throne. Last Sunday, Pastor Joey preached a powerful message, and this is what he said. Kings and presidents have come and gone, but the kingdom of God continues. Number four, submit to government authority. The Bible tells us in Romans 13, let every person be subject to governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Titus chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone or must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. We're not called to just submit to government authority, but we are also to pray for them. For the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. The Bible says, praying for those in authority, this is good and it pleases God, who wants all men to be saved and that they may come to the knowledge of the truth. Number five, the last one, but definitely not the least. God has called us to continue to honor God and make disciples. This is the mandate for every disciple, Christ follower, for every believer. Change cannot just happen from one person. It'll have to come from every single one of us. Each and every one of us, we all have a part to play. In our recent Me and My Dad camp, I love what Bishop Jure Mora said. The future of our nation will be affected more by what happens in our homes than who wins in the elections.
How's our role? Isaiah 6 verse 8. Where does change start? Change starts in me. Change starts in us. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. You want change? Who wants change? Who wants real change? Hina, who wants real change? Who wants lasting change? Who wants tunay na pagbabago? Starts with this. Lord, change me. Lord, change me. Whatever it is. 100% saying that there's something in us. Not even, lahat ho tayo. Lahat ho tayo. May nabanggit, may nasabi, may napuna, may naisip. It starts from us. I want to show you this picture. This is, I.E. Hernandez took this picture of one of our Victory group leaders in Victory Katipunan, Josh, who saw Secretary Mar Rojas. After he conceded, he was in a burger joint, a burger shop, and just so happened that our Victory group leaders were there. We are not sure if they voted for Sec Mar, but then they stepped out of their way and prayed for that person and ministered to their person. It's a simple leap of faith, step of faith. But the question is, do you want to go out and make that step? Can I ask everybody to stand up? We're going to continue to worship God. We're going to end with this, with Psalm 33, verse 12. It says here, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen as His heritage. We are His heritage. We are His heritage. We have to claim this for the Lord. And this is by the Lord. And our question is, are you in the Lord? I admitted it earlier, I don't know how to end this service. When I did my preaching sermon, I was in Mabalacat, Pampanga with my family. And then I said, I don't know how. I have three ways to end this. But before we end in worship, I want us to pray. I do believe this is the best fitting ending. Not just for this service, but sana for this election. You understand? Pwedeng may nataya, pwedeng may natalo, pwedeng may hindi na bot, hindi na bilang, pwedeng, I don't know, maraming pwede, pwede, pwede. But let's put an end to it now by interceding to the Most High, looking up the throne and saying, God, you're in control. We seek your face now. We repent. Let's pray. Let's pray as a nation. Let's pray as one. I have three sectors that are in my heart that we want to pray for. Di ba palagi sinasabi natin yung pagbabago is para sa ating susunod na henerasyon. Tama ba? Let's pray for our next generation. You know what my prayer is? Because our next generation are all in the social media. They've read everything. Tama ba? Yung iba pa nga doon, ginagamit natin yung mga bata. Bakit? Kasi may social media sila. Eh, di naman sila pwede pa bumoto, but ginamit pa rin sila. Let's pray for our next generation to see the light, the truth. The truth is not, their future is not on a person or on a government, but it's on Jesus Christ alone. Side note, do you know when Jesus was born and was called the Messiah? People thought that he is the political leader because the political climate that time is bad. I'm sure worse than ours. But then some got dismayed that hindi pala siya yung political leader. Spiritual leader pala siya. Pero ibahin natin ngayon. Ibahin natin yung tingin natin ngayon. Bakit? Kasi alam natin na siya yung makapangyarihan. The change starts now in us. My prayer is that this is not just lip service. Ano ibig sabihin? After 6 years, sana hindi na natin ito kailangan pag-usapan. Bakit? Kasi may election na naman eh. Actually, for the local election, after 3 years, may election na naman. Do you want our country to be reunited now and then after 3 years, disunity, divided na naman? No. Lasting change. Lasting change is in a person, not a political leader, but it is Jesus Christ. The one that gives us eternal hope. The one that is so majestic. Beautiful.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.